All right, family, if you haven't picked up your copy yet, I hope you do real soon, family. Pick up, as I always tell you, pick up 10, pick up 100. I would truly appreciate you supporting the cause here. And there's some really good information in that book called The Magnetic Project Manager. Let me ask you a question, though, family. Imagine project management as a puzzle. You remember those puzzles you used to get back in the day? I normally see my grandma. She would love these puzzles. They'd come in 50 pieces. And what she would do, she would empty out the contents in the actual box. And then she'll take the picture of what the puzzle is supposed to look like, and she'll set it right there. And I'll look at her and I say, okay, grandma, what's next? I mean, she had a whole system. And so when she did it piece by piece, you know, when she didn't get it right, she tweaked it. When that didn't work, she tweaked it. And what she was doing was tweaking each puzzle piece to align with what the box said, all of those contents that was in the box is supposed to look like. So I ask you, family, when it comes to artifacts, these are your hidden heroes to ensure project success. Are you curious to know more? If you're new to the channel, I go by the name of ED. Listen, for all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means it. Today's episode is entitled, What is an Artifact in Project Management? Again, what is an artifact in project management? I have a 7-point framework. After that, I'm done. I'm actually going to throw in 2 bonuses, I believe, but we'll see. We'll see how we're flowing right quick. First point, I really want to unveil what is an artifact. An artifact in project management refers to any tangible or intangible item that holds value and contributes to the actual overall project success. Now, normally, for point number 2, there's various types of artifacts. Now, you have your documents, you have your plans, your charters, your reports, data, and even, catch this, family, even software code is an artifact. Point number 3, strategic guidance. Say what? Yeah, I'm talking about strategic guidance. So what the strategic guidance does is it really provides you the strategy for the artifact when it comes to initiating project. It provides the crucial details, you know, for example, around the triple constraints, your cost, your scope, your schedule, and quality. Also provides objectives, stakeholders, and most of all, what we need to lead this project to success is our resources. Point number 4, my favorite, I bet you pretty soon is going to be your favorite, communication plans. Listen, this artifact really aligns the communication plans to ensure smooth information flow within the team. Basically, it's just really to keep everyone aligned and informed. So here's an example. Reason why I love a good communication plan when it's leveraged correctly is that if we say, hey, every Friday we're going to send out a status report, that's what you're going to get. And you're going to see the frequency. And everyone should have a visibility to this. So if they ask any questions, instead of you being the bottleneck to sit there and ask questions, they should be able to refer to the artifact, which is the communication plan, and say, oh, we should be getting the status report on Friday. Or, oh, this is when the weekly meetings are. So again, family, this is one of my favorite plans within the project management plan. Point number 5. Progress tracking. So some of the artifacts that are identified in when it comes to project tracking are normally like logs, registers, and reports that serve as a great tracking mechanism for project progress, as well as around risk issues, and our favorite and your favorite, which I'm going to catch you off guard here, which is stakeholder engagement. You know, stakeholders are, I really think if we were to look at it, they are the meat between the bread when it comes to this, because you have to get them on board. You have to be engaging with them. I've seen through my time where project managers would not be so engaging with their stakeholders. They would just send emails and they wouldn't pick up the phone or and check in. Because see, you have to, when I say check in, just don't check in on the business, also check in on a personal thing. I think we forgot about that. We're so caught up in business and we don't understand the personal aspect is really going to help drive the business. If you calling me every time because you need something, eventually I'm gonna start hiding from your calls. But if you calling me every now and then checking in and say, hey, how you doing? How's the kids? How's you know, you're doing all these things, then I'm like, oh, okay. It warms me up. It puts down my shield, my force field of not really engaging in you. Let's move on to point number six. Technical specifications. So artifacts like release specification. Let's look at that. So baselines that set technical criteria and performance standards for project deliverables. Point number seven, one of the things I love as well is the visual tools. So visual tools is point number seven, really around your charts. Like, you know, the visual data really provides a clear visual representation of project components in which aids in understanding and making a more informed decision. As I told you, I did have two bonuses for you. Legacy and lessons. What is a legacy? And you talking about like legacy as far as family, or stay tuned, I got you. So legacy and lessons, these are artifacts that serves as historical records. You know, let me say this as well, family, when we're talking about historical records. One of the things also that I had to start doing more of through my projects, and you would think, well, we should be doing that anyway. Well, you know, a lot of times that doesn't happen. Meaning doing lessons learned from the time that project manager is initiated, when the charter is signed, all the way into the closing of that project. You ask me why, because I know I have an intelligent family out there. And so I have to make sure that I'm doing and saying the right things, because that's why I do my homework and come prepared so I can deliver this. So family, the reason why is because if we wait until the end, we may forget some of those hurdles that we jumped over, some of those obstacles that we pushed through, some of the decisions that we had to make on the spot because we didn't have the historical information of, hey, do we need to do this or do that? We just had to make a decision and go with it. And if it didn't go well, then we had to pivot. So it's important, family, when you are leading a project, from the time you're initiated on that project, whether it if it started off and you were initiated after the charter was signed and executed, then you should have your lessons learned document ready to go, or I should say lessons learned register ready to go, because this is gonna be it's gonna save you so much time at the end of the project, as well as it's gonna help you better lead other projects in the future. So again, I let me talk about the lessons learned piece. So I kind of went into it already, but again, it's really to be able to share lessons and best practices with other project managers. When you work in an amazing and exceptional organization, what will happen is project managers, they will connect and share, hey, you know, I was leading this project. These are some of the things that happened, and let me show you some of the proposed solutions. And what you could do as a project manager, you can model some of those solutions if it's applicable to what you're leading and doing. I hope you enjoyed those 8 points, family. Really, an artifact is really useful, but I also want to say this, because if you've been watching me for a while, artifacts can also be a hindrance. I know you weren't expecting that, but reason why I say artifacts can be a hindrance, because you can use an artifact at the wrong time. It's sort of like if my father would have gave me the razor to shave when I was six, I may have hurt myself, because first of all, I didn't have no hair on my face, and I may have not done it right, and it wasn't time for me to use that particular tool at that time at an age of six. And I use that analogy to say we'll have a tendency, like we'll use a particular artifact, but that artifact may not call for the project that we're leading. And we need to be careful in just not pushing, not doing artifacts just because it makes us look like we're doing, as my aunt would say, busy work, and there's really no outcome. You're not producing any outcome. So I share with you, family, you know, when you are planning your project, if the artifact is applicable, please leverage that artifact. If it's not, get rid of it. There's so many artifacts within within project management that you could leverage. So choose the one that's appropriate for the project that you're leading. Until next time, I'm out.